This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. We may be hearing the end of the war on women. Nearly everyone who used the pro-abortion mantra in election campaigns lost Tuesday. Cosmo Magazine, perhaps the biggest purveyor of the slogan, endorsed 12 women and all but two lost. Pro-choice darlings Wendy Davis and Sandra Fluke lost, and lost by large margins even among women voters, and in Fluke's case, among liberals. Senator Mary Landrieu, now facing an uphill battle in a runoff to keep her Senate seat, is now trying to lay claim to the pro-life label. One bioethics watchdog is positing that Brittany Maynard's death may have been less about avoiding the effects of cancer and perhaps more about succumbing to the pressure of death with dignity advocates and their quest for her to end it all and become their poster child. Even the suggestion could spell failure for their efforts. This is Life News Radio. Perhaps one reason life is listed as the first of inalienable rights by our nation's founders is that death is the cruelest of tyrants. When we fail to protect the unborn from the business of taking their lives, we allow this tyranny a refuge. Thank you for listening to this station and Life News Radio. Take the time to learn about the life issue and defend the first among all rights, life. Tuesday's election is loaded with little surprises. One candidate wasn't given much chance to win, even by some Republicans. She's pro-life. She's the first Republican to ever win her district's congressional seat. She beat her opponent by 22 points Tuesday. And now, pro-life Elise Stefanik is not only going to Washington, she will be the youngest woman to ever do so. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.